Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moe's Sports Talk. I'm your host, Maurice Trice, and I'm ready to talk sports with you on this absolutely beautiful Friday in Oklahoma. It's about 71, 72 degrees outside, just a beautiful day here in the great state of Oklahoma, but I'm ready to talk sports with you. As always, there's three ways to contact the show. You can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Again, the number to call into the show, 1-646-929-0429. You can also email me, MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. That's MauriceTrice@hotmail.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at TheDukeBoy100. That's at TheDukeBoy100 on Twitter. You can also like my Facebook page. Just put in Moe Sports Talk in the search, and you can like my Facebook page. You can also listen to the show on TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. That's TuneIn.com and Stitcher.com. I believe the show is also available on iTunes as well. But we have a big show planned for you today. We're going to talk a lot of basketball. We're going to talk some NBA. We'll talk about some of the games that took place before the All-Star Weekend. We'll also get you ready for All-Star Weekend. We'll also talk some college basketball as well. Hopefully in about 13 or 14 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg, and we should have a special guest as well. Grandma Trice might be stopping by as well to talk about the Super Bowl. So that's a little old now, but she wants to get in. She can do whatever she wants. There you go on that. But before we talk NBA, we can talk about some other sports topics as well. We can talk about Trae Young. He decided to go to OU. He's because he wanted to stay close to home. You know, a lot of people thought that Trae Young was going to go to Kansas, and I wish he would have went to Duke as well. But he's a big-time talent. That's big-time for OU. I went and saw him play against Edmund North, my alma mater. Edmund North did beat Norman North, by the way, 80-77. But, man, Trae Young is big-time. He scored 44 points, and Edmund North, led by one of my favorite coaches, Coach Evans, they did a great job of making life tough on him. Every time he got past half court, they were running three guys at him, but usually you don't see that kind of defense in the college level, so I think he reminds me of Steph Curry. He needs to get stronger. In that game, and I only got to see him that one time, but he didn't find the open man. Obviously, if three people are on you, someone's open, and at times he didn't find the open man, so his shot selection also will be key for Trae Young. He's going to be a good player, so he could be an outstanding player for OU. He's a McDonald's All-American. I think they said he's rated the second-best guard in the country, so he's a big-time player. He's going to OU. And also we can talk about Tiger Woods and his continued back spasm problems. Will he ever get healthy, and can he win another major? Those are the big questions for Tiger Woods. If he can get healthy, I still think he has a chance. Call me crazy, but I still think he has a chance. So we can talk about that as well. But let's turn our attention to the week that was in the NBA. On Monday, the Wizards, absolutely embarrassed the Thunder, beating them 120-98. Seven Wizards were in double figures, led by Markieff Morris, who had 23, Bradley Beal had 22, Otto Porter had 18 points and 12 rebounds. Who's hotter right now than Washington? They're playing some great basketball right now. They shot 56% from the field. They shot 70% in the first half, so the Thunder defense was non-existent. Also, they hit 13 threes. Russell Westbrook, he scored 17 points, but on 5 of 19 shooting, he had 4 rebounds and 4 assists. He only played 24 minutes. So that was the only good thing about that game was Russell Westbrook didn't play a lot of minutes. There was nothing else positive you can take from that game for the Thunder perspective. They shot just 35%. They were 7-34 from threes. Just stop taking threes. I mean, you don't shoot them well. Stop taking them. And also, Oklahoma City missed 24 straight shots, an NBA record. I mean, that was just some ugly, ugly basketball, just straight ugly. That's what that was. So 24 straight missed shots. You don't see that every day. So that was an awful performance by Oklahoma City. We'll talk more about them in a minute. The Spurs, they bounced back after losing to the Knicks, which was a horrible loss in New York, but they bounced back. They beat Indiana 110-106. Kawhi Leonard scored 32 points. LaMarcus Aldridge had 19 points on 7-22 shooting. They were plus 12 on the glass. Paul George scored 27 points, but they missed 9 free throws, and that was critical as the Spurs bounced back and get a win over the Pacers. The Nuggets on Monday night, they destroyed the Warriors 132-110. Willie Hormats, he scored 27 points and had 10 rebounds. Nikolai Jokic, he has 17 points, 22 rebounds, and 12 assists. The Nuggets shot 54% from the field. They hit 24 threes. My goodness, they were on fire. They also had 34 assists. Their ball movement was really good as well. The Warriors were a no-show. Kevin Durant had a good game. He scored 25 points, but he didn't get any help. And Klay Thompson was out for this game as well. They were only 8 of 32 from the three-point line. They were out-rebounded by 26, and the Nuggets, they do a good job on the glass, but there's something to be said about all the emotion that the Warriors and Thunder played with on that game last week in Oklahoma City. It showed the next game for both teams, and also the next half in the next game for both teams, but both teams did bounce back and win their next game after they lost on Monday night. We'll talk about Oklahoma City in a minute. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything world sports, you want to talk NBA, you want to talk college basketball, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. I would love to hear from you. Also on Wednesday, the Cavaliers, they slammed the Pacers, beating 113-104. LeBron James, he scored 31 points, had 5 rebounds. Kyrie Irving had 26 points and 7 assists. Cal Korver had 22 points. They hit 18 threes. Again, great ball movement. Cal Korver was a great addition for the Cleveland Cavaliers as well. You know, Kevin Love, he's going to be out for 6 weeks, so someone else is going to have to step up since he's out. They could be getting J.R. Smith back soon, so that'll be big. Indiana, Jeff Teague had 15 points, 11 assists. Paul George had 13 points, but on 4 of 19 shooting. But only 14 free throw attempts for the Pacers, so a nice win there for Cleveland. The Thunder, they bounced back on Wednesday night. They came back from 17 down to beat the Knicks. And if they had lost to the Knicks, that would have been a horrible loss, but they did beat the Knicks 116-105. Russell Westbrook scored 38 points, but on 13-27 shooting, very efficient. He had 14 rebounds and 12 assists. Victor Oladipo, he scored 21 points. Jeremy Grant had 13 points. I think he needs to get some more playing time, by the way. He's been playing really well. Steven Adams had 11 points and 8 rebounds. They were plus 9 on the glass. Carmelo Anthony, he played really well, especially in the first half. He scored 30 points. Derrick Rose had 25 points and 7 assists, but they could not get stops in the second half. Oklahoma City was also 22 of 31 for the free throw line. The Knicks only had 12 attempts, so that was a big difference in the game and a really much-needed win for the Thunder heading into the All-Star break. And we'll talk more about my big surprises and my disappointing teams. We'll talk about that on my next show on Monday before heading into the second half of the NBA season. And so we'll definitely talk about that. Last night, the Bulls did beat the Celtics 104-103. Jimmy Butler, that was a foul at the end of the game, but since I had Boston, I was not happy that it was called, but it was a foul, but I was not happy that that foul was called on Jimmy Butler, touching him on the elbow. I didn't like it, but anyway, ticky-tack, I would say, a ticky-tack foul in my opinion, but it was the right call, so anyway, tough loss for the Celtics, but watch out for those Wizards, boy, they're playing some great basketball. Looking ahead to NBA All-Star Weekend, I always love the All-Star Saturday night, especially the slam dunk contest and the three-point shooting contest. Obviously, Aaron Gordon and Klay Thompson are going to be favored in each of those, respectively, but watch out in the slam dunk contest for Derrick Jones. This man has some ups. This young man has some ups. And also watch out for DeAndre Jordan. It's going to be interesting to see what he brings to the slam dunk contest. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, the three-point shooting contest. Klay Thompson, obviously, he's going to be favored. But watch out for Nick Young. It's going to be interesting to see what Swaggy P does from the Lakers. It'll be interesting to see how many threes he can knock down. It's a little sad that Steph Curry is not going to be in it, so we shall see on that. And also, the All-Star weekend, the All-Star game on Sunday, it'll be interesting. But to me, what I'm really going to follow in that is the Westbrook and Durant dynamic. It'll be interesting to see if they interact at all. That's going to be very, very interesting. I would pick the West, by the way, obviously, but we shall wait and see. But it should be an interesting All-Star weekend, to say the least. But right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play some music from the from Ariana Grande. And when we come back, we'll talk college basketball. Don't forget, in about 6 or 7 minutes, we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Chatting with Greg. Also, we have a special guest, by the way, Grandma Trice is going to stop by, give us her thoughts on the Super Bowl. So let's play a little Ariana Grande, then we'll come back. We'll talk college basketball. We'll do all that next on Mo. If you wanna party,
spent an hour in the bathroom, walked out looking like a model. God, doing what you do, got me right there with Apollo on the moon. Mooney's genies in a bottle, girl, if they already got you.
Welcome back to Mo's Sports Talk. Don't forget, if you want to talk anything in the world of sports, you can call me up at 1-646-929-0429. Would love to hear from you. Let's turn our attention to college basketball. Let's talk about the week that was in college basketball. Heading down the stretch of the college basketball season on Monday, Kansas, they came back. They were down 14 with 2 minutes and 45 seconds left to go. They go on a 21-7 run and beat West Virginia 84-80 in overtime. Frank Mason scored 24 points at 5 assists. Devontae Graham made it 18. They shot only 34% from the field, but they were 33 of 44 from the free throw line. West Virginia was only 20 of 27. Esau Mann, he scored 20 points. Tariq Phillips had 18. But also, West Virginia had 21 turnovers. They made poor decisions down the stretch. Made some really, really poor decisions. West Virginia, and a tough loss for them. That's a game, if you want to win the Big 12, that's a game that you have to beat Kansas. You got to win, and they did not get the job done. Also on Monday night, Texas Tech, they stunned Baylor, beating them 84-78. Keenan Evans scored 23 points. Neam Stevenson added 21. They shot 51% for the field. They were more aggressive. They were 30 of 44, 43 from the free throw line. Baylor was only 17 of 23. Manu LeConte, he scored 16 points, but on seven, but Baylor shot just 7 of 27 from threes, and defending without fouling was a big issue for Baylor against Texas Tech. So that's a really bad loss for Baylor. I wouldn't have them as a number one seed right now, in my opinion. They go to the two line, and who jumps ahead of them, we'll see, maybe Oregon. But I wouldn't have Baylor right now as a number one seed. We'll see if they can bounce back against Kansas. We'll talk about that game in a minute. Also, on Wednesday night, the Duke Blue Devils, they came back to beat Virginia. They were down by 4 in the first half, only scoring 21 points in the first half, but they win 65-55. Jason Tatum scored 28 points, had 9 rebounds. He made big shot after big shot. That was a big-time performance by Jason Tatum. That's one of those, you say, yeah, he's NBA. He's one and done. That was a big-time performance by Jason Tatum, making big threes. I mean, he was just amazing for Duke on Wednesday night. Luke Kennard added 16 points and 7 rebounds. They were really efficient in the second half offensively. You know, against Virginia, it's going to be a fight because Virginia's going to play some great defense. Their issue is offensively. They're not going to score enough to win games against really good athletic teams, but they're going to play some great defense. That pack line defense is the truth, but give Duke credit. They definitely executed well down the stretch, especially in the second half. London Parentes, he scored 14 points for Virginia, but they shot just 37%. They were 5 of 20 from threes, and again, they struggled to defend without fouling. They only had 8 free throw attempts as well, so Duke got at the free throw line more, and also, like I said, defending without fouling. And you have to give it up to Duke's defense. Their defense has been much better lately than it was at the beginning of the season. They're playing some excellent defense in this 6-game winning streak. That's the kind of defense that they need to play if they're going to make a run to the Final Four. That's the kind of level of defensively they need to bring that every game. So we'll see if they can do that going forward. And that brings me to my weekend watch. By the way, I'm 12-2 in my weekend watch. First game, we got Wake Forest at Duke. Wake Forest is playing some solid basketball, but at Duke, I just don't see it. I know Duke's rolling right now. I think Duke gets their 7th straight win. I like Duke to beat Wake Forest. Then we have Kansas at Baylor. Man, I go back and forward on this one. I'm going to stick with Baylor. I was just about to switch to Kansas. I'm going to stick to Baylor. I think their length and athleticism will be the difference at home. I think they need to dominate in the paint. They need to dominate on the glass against Kansas. You know, Kansas, they have some interior depth issues, so that could hurt them. They don't have much depth on the inside. Outside of Landon Lucas, Carlton Bragg is decent, but still, they could get in foul trouble against Jonathan Motley. That'll be interesting. I like Baylor to beat Kansas. Then we have Virginia at North Carolina. Again, Virginia, they just have a struggle. They struggle to score enough. I think North Carolina, I think they'll be too much on the inside. I think they'll dominate on the glass. It'll be interesting if North Carolina can get in transition against Virginia. That'll be very interesting. Then we have the Bedlam game. I'm sure we'll talk about that in about 2 or 3 minutes. in our favorite segment, we'll be chatting with Gray. Again, you talk about two teams going in opposite directions. The best news for OU is that they get Trae Young. We'll definitely talk about that with Greg as well, because on the court, they're not playing good basketball at all. They did beat Texas, but in Stillwater, I just don't see it. I like Oklahoma State big over OU. So let's recap my picks. And like I said, 12-2. Don't listen to these Yardbirds that give you bad picks. Listen to most sports talk and you will learn. I'm going to go with Duke at home over Wake Forest. I like Baylor at home over Kansas. I like North Carolina at home over Virginia. And I like Oklahoma State at home over OU. Home cooking, baby. Home cooking. But anyway, that's my thoughts on college basketball. Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to play Greg's theme music. We do have a special guest. Grandma Trice wants to say a couple of words about the Super Bowl and some other topics as well. And then we'll have our favorite segment of the week, Channel of Greg. We'll do all that next on Mole Sports Talk. Right. It's been so long since I've been on the air, but I want to talk about the Super Bowl. Before I did that, I was listening to the show a couple of weeks ago, and oh, Lord, I heard that fool Mac Brown. I heard Gray talk about that fool Mac Brown. He said that fool put him to sleep. He's right. Mac Brown is a fool. I never liked the man, but Gray better not say I put him to sleep, because if he does, oh, Lord, he'll end up like my first husband. My first husband told me that I put him to sleep talking too much. I said, oh, Lord, you know the things I like about my first husband? Oh, Lord, he died, he dead, he ain't living no more. Oh, Lord, so that's all I got to say about that. But now it's the Super Bowl. Oh, Lord, I cannot believe the Patriots beat Atlanta. I picked Atlanta, and oh, Lord, I can't believe they came back and won. They were down by, oh, Lord, so many points. I said, how in the world did that happen? I started to go down there myself and slap Atlanta in the face. What are you doing? Oh, Lord, that was some awful football. That was just awful. I haven't seen that bad of football since back in the 1930s. That was just some awful football that was played. Oh, Lord, it was just awful. But I'm going to tell you this. Always trust in God. Don't be a demon seed. That's all I'm going to say. Don't be a demon seed. But let me give it back to my grandson. Oh, Lord. Well, thank you, Grandma Tri, stopping by, giving us her thoughts on the Super Bowl. Let's get Greg on the line right now. Hey, what's up, man? How are you doing?
Well, I tell you what, man, that was a fine tribute about Grandma Tress's first husband. Man. Wow,
that's why you don't say that. She's putting you to sleep. Yeah, he died, he dead, he ain't living no more. Oh, wow. Oh, man, but, well, Greg, it's been a couple weeks since we've heard from you. How have you been, Greg?
I'm doing pretty well. You mentioned about the big news about Trae Young. You just had to listen to Mo's Sports Talk. You learned something, because we kind of felt like he was going to go to OU.
Yeah, at first I thought it was Kansas. And I said, no, the more I heard from the store that the dad wanted him to go to Kansas, the mom wanted to go to OU, I said, oh, no, usually mama knows best. Usually that's what happens there. It sounds like he wanted to stay closer to home as well. So that was a big sign. That's going to be a big sign for OU. I guess he cannot sign his letter of intent until April 12th.
No.
That's big for OU getting him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's big because I saw him play against Edmund North, and I talked about that earlier in the show, and he's a big-time talent. Reminds me a lot of Steph Curry. He needs to get stronger. Shot selection. He needs to improve his shot selection. He took some bad shots, but some of those shots that he took that you think were bad, he made. I mean, NBA range. He has range for days. He's a big-time talent. Go ahead, Greg.
The three teams are interested in him were like Kansas, OU, and OSU. Now, OSU – I didn't quite see OSU, because he visited with OSU, and he talked about OSU, had some good things to say about OSU, but I just couldn't see it. And then probably Brad Underwood, you know, he probably knew with himself, I don't think there's a chance again. I mean, Norman, that's OU territory. You rarely pick someone from OU territories. He probably knew within himself. At least that he made the effort to talk to him, but likely that's OU territory.
Right. Yeah, that's a big. Yeah, that's a big commitment. There's no doubt about that. That's a game changer for OU. So it'll be interesting next season how they do. But let's talk about this season. First, let's talk about the Bedlam game. Any thoughts on OU at OSU? Who would you pick? And I'm assuming you would pick Oklahoma State. I know you're a big OU fan, but OU's playing some bad basketball. Obviously, dealing with injury, Jordan Woodward up for the rest of the year. What are your thoughts on the Bedlam game on Saturday night?
Yeah, I think OU got to play for pride and everything. I'm not so sure about them going out there and winning Stillwater. But I can't underestimate Lon Kruger though. He's got a good record against OSU now. So this time around with what he got, you know, just play like you got nothing to lose and Boomer Sooner. That's all I can say.
Right, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, we'll see how it plays out. Oklahoma State, though, and you're talking about Oklahoma State's perspective, they're playing some great basketball. They got a nice road win at TCU. I definitely think Oklahoma State is looking more and more like a tournament team. Right now, I saw Jewel Lenardi's bracketology. They're a 9 seed right now, and then their second game would be against Villanova. Good luck with that, but still. It would be a really great season for Oklahoma State to make the back to the postseason. And if they can get a win, that would be even better. So what are your thoughts right now on the state of Oklahoma State and how they're playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, they're getting a lot better. It's starting off 0-6, and then, you know, look, OSU almost had a way of beating Kansas at their place.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they have Kansas coming to school. Well, yeah, so, yeah. That's true. They're playing some excellent basketball right now. Jeffrey Carroll's playing really well. Juwan Evans, Phil Forte, that Davon Diller. He's all Sports Center. Seems like every night they play with a dunk. So he's very athletic. So yeah, they're playing really well. And I think Lenny Waters has been injured, and he's a good player for them. I'll go ahead.
That might be another reason why Trey Evans decided to stay at OU and OSU, because with OSU, you'd have to look at the names you just mentioned there who comes back.
Yeah,
whereas
Phil Forte,
OU,
but yeah, Juwan Evans might come back. We'll have to wait and see. But
I mean, he might come back, and he probably – and whereas OU, it is – I mean, with Woodard being gone, I said, you are a guaranteed starter at OU. That's all there is to it.
Good point. Yep, that's true.
They need
that's
it
true.
Badly next year, so,
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Don't forget, folks, you can call us up at 1-646-929-0429. We'd love to hear from you. Any other college basketball games you want to talk about before we move on to the Super Bowl, because we got to get your thoughts on that. Any other college basketball game you want to talk about for this weekend?
Well, let's go right to you mentioned the Super Bowl.
I got to get your thoughts. Yeah, we haven't got your thoughts. I don't think we got your thoughts on that. What were your thoughts on the Patriots' historic comeback against the Atlanta Falcons? Do you think it was more the Patriots' greatness showing through, or do you think it was more of Atlanta melting down, choking, basically? What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, Atlanta, I don't know what they were doing. I mean, that's crazy. But
questionable play call, to say the least.
There you go. And see your offensive coordinator with the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, you got to cut that stuff out.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Now, if you look at the totality of their season, it was great offensively. He knows football, but he definitely made some questionable play calls in the Super Bowl.
Well, now I'll tell you one thing now. I know this is part not to jump off the subject. Keep your eye on Kyle Shanahan eyeing on what Kirk Cousins do with Washington. Just something to keep watch for. Washington and Kirk Cousins Kirk Cousins wants a deal, and Washington's kind of hedging a bit. And if the two don't seem to be on the same page, I heard at least one ESPN analysis mention that. Keep your eye. You don't think for a moment that Shanahan is eyeing, because he was offensive coordinator at Washington and he preferred Cousins over RG3. So that's something to keep watch for.
Yeah, I'm definitely. Yeah, that's true, and definitely keep watch out for that. We'll definitely do that. Any more thoughts on the Super Bowl? Anything else catch your attention before we move on to the NBA?
No, not really. Just hey, New England. I'd pick New England. There you go. So,
yeah, and like I said, we gotta be honest. We were lucky, but listen, I was only 1 point off with my score. I said it would be 34-27, 34-28. Listen to Mo Sports Talk, folks. We're gonna give you winners.
Yeah.
We're just gonna give you winners. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
There you go on that. But, Greg, let's turn our attention to NBA. We're heading into the All-Star mm-hmm. weekend. You know, on Monday I'm going to talk about some of the bigger surprises so far in the NBA and also some of the bigger disappointments. What has stood out to you so far this NBA season? Anything that surprised you, any team that you found to be disappointing? What are your thoughts so far on that?
Well, I think the one team in the East was surprising me is I was looking at the standings right now. I'm surprised Chicago's kind of hanging in there. They're at the seventh seed right now.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of people said they wouldn't make they don't shoot the ball well, and they've dealt with a lot of issues internally, but they're still in playoff position. That's true.
Yeah, that's the seventh spot. Mm-hmm.
I think a disappointing team for me is Milwaukee. They've been really disappointed in the East. I've been really disappointed with them. And to me, a little bit, maybe the Pelicans. Dallas has been disappointing a little bit, even though they've dealt with a lot of injuries. So I'll give them, and still have the Pelicans, so maybe that has something to do with that.
Yeah.
Surprising teams to me, Greg, has to be we'll talk about your Spurs in a minute, but the Houston Rockets, I think they've been a real surprise. I thought they would make the playoffs, but I didn't think they would be a top three in the West, obviously. They've been really surprised. And Washington, I thought Washington might make the playoffs, but
they're
top three in the East. They're really coming, so they're playing some great basketball. And another disappointing team, the Clippers. Now, they've dealt with some injuries, obviously, and that's been an issue for them the last couple of years, is staying healthy. They still can make a run in the playoffs, but they have to get Chris Paul healthy, so that's probably the reason why they're disappointed. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see the second half of the season. But let's talk about the Spurs. What are your thoughts right now on the Spurs? They're sitting at second in the West. They're only four games back, I believe, of the Warriors.
They're who
we thought they would be. But what are your thoughts right now on the San Antonio Spurs? How do you feel about where they're at? They've been dealing with some injuries. Pau Gasol's been out for a while. He looks like he's going to come back right after the All-Star break.
You talk about soon they really need to get back. It's him. I think that might help out LaMarcus Aldridge's struggles.
He's been struggling. Yeah, that's true. He hasn't played as well as you would have thought, but Kawhi Leonard has been a superstar. He's been playing some great basketball. And the bench has been really good. Like the Spurs always, the bench play is always good. Go ahead.
Now, I'll tell you where the Spurs got to cut that out. They can't go into postseason playing that embarrassment game like they did against the New York Knicks.
We talked about that earlier.
That was terrible. And Patty Mills, I'm sorry, man. Patty Mills, you got to cut that out, man. You chunking up shots and you haven't had dribbling the ball, and then you turn the ball over, you try to pick it up, and then you turn it over again. You got to stop that. I'm surprised in that game that Popovich said, dude, you know, you're a Hall of Fame coach. Take him out and put Parker back in. I know he struggled, but he's in a lot more games than this.
I definitely agree with that. It's like our
old boy who liked to state the obvious so much. They didn't bring enough energy.
Wow. Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, man, that's great.
the same one who also said about the Thunder. Well, you know, Maurice, it just appeared like the Oklahoma City Thunder brought more energy, you know, or better yet, or found the players that they need to make the plays. Oh, wow. Ooh, gee. Man, I tell you, that's some good analysis, huh?
Yeah, that's funny. That's a good one right there.
That's some of the best analysis I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, Greg, we're out of time. Thanks for another great segment, and hopefully we'll talk to you next Friday.
Okay, now.
All right, have a great one. Folks, that was our favorite segment of the week, chatting with Greg. Thank you for listening to my show. Don't forget, my next show will be Monday at 5:30 Central Time. We'll talk about the All-Star Weekend events. We'll talk about the Slam Dunk Contest. We'll talk about the three-point shooting contest as well. We'll talk about the All-Star Game. Will there be any interaction between Westbrook and Durant? I don't know why we care so much, but it's interesting. I mean, it's drama, drama. And we love drama, so we'll definitely talk about that. We'll talk about the big weekend in college basketball. We'll talk about all the big games that took place in college basketball. Getting ready for my favorite month with this March. So I'm definitely looking forward to March Madness. It is right around the corner. So anyway, have a blessed rest of your weekend. God is good. Trust in Him. And we'll talk to you next time on Monday on Mo's Sports Talk.